To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Today I want to talk about planning because tis that time of year. In fact, I have been seeing posts about planning and planning your next best year for months. And I wanted to talk about planning, but of course, with our values front and center, and of course, with an awareness and a holding of what is happening in a world, in our world, both your world directly, how you are going, how you are feeling, how you are resourced, and also the wider world is also quite accurate. Because sometimes I think we look to planning to wait until, well, firstly, you might not be feeling it, right? So no pressure on yourself to plan or to think you've got to be, you know, putting in place big plans for the year ahead or for any point of time. It's actually okay, and not that you need my permission, but it's okay to simply take each day and each moment as it comes, to ground in your values each day and in each moment, and decide what action or inaction moves you or brings you in alignment with your values. So that can be the extent of your planning or the extent of, you know, how you go. And I will fully admit, hand in the air, that I'm a quote unquote business coach who does not have a business plan and does not really believe in them. Kind of like they can go over on the par with SMART goals. So now, that's not to say that I don't think strategy and planning and pieces like that are helpful. And anyone who's worked with me will tell you that we do dive into strategy and specific actions as required. And there's so much of that information out there. And so I always want to shine a different lens and bring, I suppose, a little antidote to the standard status quo of business. Because if you want how-to planning and strategies, I got plenty. But also there's lots out there around that. I want us to broaden our lens, to root down deeply in our values and feel into what is ours, what you want to be doing with your one precious life and your business being a tool for that. So planning when inspiration eludes you, because often when we are looking for planning, we are kind of waiting for that motivation, that kind of little kick, that kind of like inspo to, yeah, feeling like energized and wanting to move ahead. So firstly, this time of year, as we kind of wrap up the calendar year, we can often feel a little bit burnt out and quite tired, particularly if you have been extracting from yourself in your business on an ongoing basis over the year, or even just in this last little kind of rush whoosh of the year. If you have been extracting from yourself, ignoring your rest requirements, that could be coming up. Also, it could be a time where you can reflect and realize, what have I been up to in my business and how I've been doing business and what needs to change. I will link in the show notes. Last year, I did a whole series on planning with your values front of mind. And I did like one on reflection, etc. And so I'll link that in the show notes. I'm not going to rehash that, but so you can use that as a way to perhaps support you and to sort of move you through like a series of prompts and rhythms to support a planning process if you want that. But I really specifically want to talk about, you know, in the back of your head, if you're thinking, ugh, next year, what am I going to be doing? But just not finding that inspo and motivation. Inspiration, motivation, and energy, you know, feeling energized around planning, they're great. And when they strike, like when inspo strikes, when motivation strikes, absolutely use them as a tool and when they can support you in the business. And recognize that they're kind of a little bit like, you know, willpower is to the diet world. If you work with people around their relationship with food and body and movement, you are probably familiar with the fleetingness of that inspiration and motivation and willpower to support values driven, values grounded change or values grounded action or inaction. So recognize that they are helpful tools, right? They really can give us a burst. They can, you know, support us to take action on something that is already important to us. And they're fleeting and they're not always accessible. And so how do we sustain ourselves and how do we sustain action or inaction? Like it's, and I don't mean, when I say sustain action, I don't mean constant action, like acting and producing and productivity. What I mean is the actions that use your business as a tool to build the world you want to be part of and the life you want to be living, right? So it's not as in like, you know, like that kind of like pulling on motivation or inspiration or values or things to keep you going, to keep you moving. So when I'm using the term action in this, that's what I mean. I don't mean that kind of action as in like just constantly acting, taking action. It's more around acting into your values, whatever that might look like, as opposed to just being active, like activity, ongoing, productive action, activity, busyness, hustle, however you want to think of it. So if I do use that term, I just want to be really clear. I think it's always important for us to have a shared understanding when we're using words and the words we use and to be really intentional with that. And I'll always wrap more and more and more words around my words so that you and I are holding the same understanding, not as in that you have got, like that you have to take on my understanding as yours, but that we are considering the information that we're sharing here together in this space through that lens of where it's coming from and how it lands for you is important as well. Okay, so let's not get off on a tangent on words and language, as you know I like to do. So yes, inspiration, motivation, energize, feeling energized, so great and helpful. And when that sort of energy strikes, use it to plan. I will say one thing about planning. Actually, no, I'll say that later. Okay. And so your values is what will sustain you. Your values and knowing your values and ground deep in your values. So even when you use inspiration and motivation, without a grounding, a deep rooting down into your values, it's unlikely that any kind of plans that fall out of that will be sustainable. So your values will sustain you. So when, no matter what energy, whether it's motivation, inspiration, or whatever it might be, that is moving you into a planning mode, I would really invite you to ground and root deeply in your values, because that is what will sustain you and that is what will sustain any kind of things that you actually plan to do. Also, at this moment, I would say if you aren't feeling inspired or motivated, what you have in your heart in this moment can be channeled into, you know, conviction, the conviction that you need. So if in this moment you are feeling anger and rage, and just, you know, so rageful at the state of the world, then you can use that, you can channel that into the conviction you need. Still with a deep grounding in your values, still with that, so that it is not a reactionary action from what you hold in your heart, but it is using the energy of whatever it is to sustain you, to channel that into kind of conviction towards, you know, grounding in your values and planning from there. And sometimes rage and anger can be really powerful tools to channel into your conviction. And I'll chat a little bit though about taking care of our nervous system so we don't be acting or so we're that we aren't pushing ourselves into dysregulation, because some emotions can and some feelings can and some kind of ways of acting can. So what is it that you hold in your heart right now in this moment, and can you channel that into the conviction that you need to plan? And planning as not necessarily planning as whatever it is that works for you, right? But again, when I'm using the word planning, I'm not just not as a disconnection from what is, not as a kind of like distraction technique, you know, like almost like, well, sometimes we can use planning as a way to kind of pull ourselves forward out of the present moment. So I think remembering the both ends. So yes, planning and planning for the year ahead with an awareness of the moment that we're in now, rather than a whole plan for, you know, quote unquote, when this is over, quote unquote, when things go back to normal. There is no normal, you know, we can remember that Sonia Renee Taylor quote, that there is no normal, only that the values of this system have been normalized. And so if that's not what we want, there is no normal, there's no going back to normal. And so what will, and I will drop a link for an episode I did about what if we didn't go back to normal, because I think that's an important piece. If that is sort of what is coming up for you and you're kind of waiting for that normalcy, or waiting for, I'll wait till, you know, I don't feel so rageful, I'll wait till this or that, that this or that being what you hold in your heart right now might be the thing that is a constant for you for some time. I really think, like, you know, we talk about the idea of, you know, unprecedented times, and I think that, I don't think that, I think this is ongoing, right? And not to say this to be negative or down or anything like that, but more to be realistic and to have radical, realistic hope. I think that grounding in an acceptance of what is, that these systems that we are embedded in and that we are, you know, part of to varying degrees, are going to continue to show their hand, continue to act in ways that feel unfathomable, that feel like, what the actual fuck are we watching, witnessing and seeing and feeling? If you have been doing work around, like, you know, anti-oppression and social justice and being aware of the systems, you know, if you do any kind of work adjacent to diet culture, then you are doing that work, even if there might be some, you know, some time to go deep with that. If you have been doing that, then you have an intellectual awareness or an intellectual knowing around these systems and harm. And perhaps in conversations with humans you've worked with, you've seen at an individual level some of the ways these systems harm. What we're witnessing globally at the moment, I believe, is a real moment of an embodiment of what these systems actually do, what the harm that we know, what the harm that we have intellectualized, the harm we have seen at an individual level, what it actually is at a collective level. And I don't think that will change until the systems change or until the systems are removed. So I just feel like, and I don't say that to push you into any despair or despondency, but if we're waiting for some sort of normalcy, waiting for these pieces, we might be waiting a long time. And I think we can use, like I said, what is in your heart in this moment and channel that into your conviction that you need to in your business particularly, but also in your life. But we are here talking about business and how your business can be a tool for the world you want to see and planning from that place. So I want to offer up two kind of, I suppose, questions, prompts, or things to hold. You might even want to kind of scratch away in these initially before, like as a space to ground in before planning. So if you are trying to plan or wanting to plan but just finding it tricky or hard, start with grounding in your values, really getting clear on that. And if you haven't got clear on your values, starting that work, and you know I'm here to support you around that, wrapping words around and really having your own embodied sense of your values as opposed to just an intellectual idea of what they are. So there's that piece. And then the two kind of questions, prompts, however you want to consider them. What is it that you want to be different? What is it that you want to be different? So when we are planning or when we are, you know, creating a business, we are wanting something to be different. Perhaps it's your individual circumstances. Perhaps it's difference for the lives of the humans you work with, the community that they're embedded in. Perhaps it's a different world. What is it that you want to be different? So holding that, and you don't have to answer that question so much as you are planning, thinking about that as a filter around this or as a lens to kind of look at it through. when we plan, we're planning for things, right? So there is something we want to be different. We want to maybe breathe something new into the world. We want to envisage a different kind of way of doing business. We want a new offering for the humans we share our work with because we want their lives to be different. And often if you're an entrepreneur and you're creating your own business, you want something about your life and your circumstances to be different. And being a values-driven human that is hanging around here listening to me waffle on about the world and all of this stuff on an ongoing basis, I suspect you want the world to be different and that you can see a link with your business and that. So what is it that you want to be different? So holding that question reflection point. How can your business be a tool for that, for yourself, for the humans you work with, for your community, for the world, and plan from that space? So the three things. So one, having an awareness and clarity and a deep grounding in your values, and then having these two prompts, questions, lenses, however you want to consider them. What is it you want to be different? How can your business be a tool for that? And plan from that place. Oh, and of course that last thing, whatever's in your heart at this moment, and channel that into the conviction you need and plan from that place. Ground into that space, because that is what is. If you are wanting to plan right now and you're waiting for something, what is what you've got. And so how can we utilize that as a tool? I wanted to just add up two things about planning that I found really helpful and also that I've shared with people that they have found really helpful. I'm a big planner and a recovering perfectionist and recovering, you know, productivity, plugged into productivity. I will admit I've not ever been... in the hustle grind. It's just, I don't know, whatever my wiring, you know, when I was 15, I made the decision not to be a chef because I could see the life that that was. And I was like, that's not for me. So for whatever reason, I haven't had that piece. And I've always loved planning and doing and lists and all those kind of things. One of the really most powerful things that I did was decoupling the act of planning from the necessity of acting, and noticed that planning in its own right can be a nervous system hygiene tool. Planning can help to ground me in where I am and where I have a vision of where I want to be going. Planning can help me to ground in my values. Planning can help me to make sense of things, to kind of put things in a bit of an order or a bit of a way that makes sense for me. And that is just as helpful, just as supportive, and just as important as acting through on the plan. And actually, they're separate in some cases, and I have found that helpful to kind of see them as both part of the process, that actually just planning and planning into and dreaming as well into that and writing a plan, like to give a non-business example, you know, give a garden example, shock horror, each season I kind of plan out my garden, like where I'll roughly plant, what I'm going to plant, so I kind of have a bit of a plan. And every time I plant shit anywhere and everywhere. And some parts I do, like, you know, I made a plan about where I'd go put my tomatoes. And I did actually stick to that for the most part this season. I've just finished planting my tomatoes. But the act of planning and the act of, I suppose, breathing life into what I'm holding in my heart, which is in the, like, you know, when it comes to gardening, a desire for the growing and the beauty of cultivating a garden and the promise of harvest and all those pieces. And it's putting that into like a tangible thing. And that is just as supportive to me as actually putting things where the plan says. And doing the work to decouple from that and not having the expectation that the planning has to go in a certain way, or that if I don't act into the plan that there is, like, that's a failure or that's a whatever, you know, insert whatever cultural kind of negative talk there, has been really helpful for me. So I'd offer that up to you to see planning in these moments, particularly in these moments if you are feeling perhaps drained, flattened, rageful around what is happening either in your immediate life, in your business, in the world around you. Planning as a way to dream into what is possible. And I think that's the piece of planning that is really in its own right a part of the process. So what is possible, dreaming into what is possible. And then seeing the other piece of acting through on the plan is just a whole other part of the process. And yes, connected, but not necessarily one having to create the other. So firstly, there's that permission to one, decouple that, but also to see the real value in planning just as a process. For me, it's a really powerful nervous system hygiene tool. And that's the other piece I want to talk about this different way or different thing of, you know, using what is in your heart in this moment and channeling that into your conviction is also at the same time taking care of your nervous system and your regular nervous system care, so that that doesn't lead to dysregulation, particularly if it is anger and it is rage and it is, or those sort of pieces, that you are actually taking care of yourself, so that 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 solidifies your conviction and doesn't dysregulate you into a stress response. That, and if that does happen, how do you take care of yourself? Having a plan or having the tools and strategies to take care of yourself around that, and looking at how you can, yeah, stay regulated, whether that be, you know, through joy, through rest, through connection, through community, and finding spaces where you can be held, where that kind of rage and stuff can be witnessed. And it can be, sometimes we need support, you know, to actually see how it can be used as conviction and not as a tool that dysregulates us and has us reacting. We want to respond from our values. We want to ground in our values. Well, I want this for you, you know, to ground in your values and have your rage or the feelings that you have be channeled into that conviction, as opposed to be things that pull you into dysregulation. Because from that space, we can't generally access our values. We can't ground in our values. So the actions and reactions that we take won't necessarily take you where you want to go. So just a slight, I suppose, piece of nuance to add in there. So yes, use what's in your heart and channel that into the conviction that you need, and have tools to reduce the opportunity for that to dysregulate you into reaction, particularly reaction that's outside of your values. So planning, when inspiration eludes you, your values will sustain you, and what you have in your heart right now can be channeled into the conviction that you need. You can hold these two questions, prompts, reflections. What is it you want to be different, and how can your business be a tool for that? And plan from that space. Taking care of yourself, and also remembering that planning can just be a nervous system tool and part of the process without any action required. And if you don't feel like planning, you don't have any drive, conviction, care for it in this moment, pop it to the side. Your business, your values, you know, your values, your business, your way. It's important to do what actually supports you and takes you where you want to go. So as always, I'm here to continue the conversation. If there's anything from this that resonates for you, let me know. If you think this is something that other entrepreneurs and people in your life need to hear this time of year, please feel free to forward it on. I think the more we have these kind of conversations and conversations that are a little bit different in the business world, the more we can seed change and plant those little seeds. I'm always here to continue the conversation and connection. If you do want some support, some more formal support, remember that I do have one-to-one space available for coaching. If you do want to kind of lean into this kind of planning or ground into this kind of planning, and you want supportive space for that, then I'm here for that. And also I will just start planting a seed as we kind of move into December. In the new year, the next cohort of Radical will be opened up in February, and that is my 6-month program where I support you to lay the values-based foundation for your business. So if that is something, you know, and the idea of being in community and connection with a group of other humans doing that kind of work feel supportive, then you can check that out. And I'll drop the link to the Radical waitlist, which just has all the deets on it around Radical and what it is, etc. If you've never heard me talk about it, I'll drop that in the link in the show notes. But you can always find it if you're on Instagram in my bio. I keep the waitlist there until we open the doors in Feb. It's only a once a year enrollment, for want of a better word. We do it once a year, so there's one opportunity a year, and not to create scarcity, but just because that's the timing that works for me and supports me to be sustainable in what I do and how I show up. So I will leave you with that. Reach out if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you want some more support. You know, I'm always here for that. And until next time, much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The
Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.